From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston. Everyone knows exercise helps you lose weight, build up muscles, fit into the swimsuit for next summer, but
there's literally thousands of things going on in your body when you exercise that you do not see in the mirror.
John Tifo is a professor of nutrition and exercise physiology at the University of Missouri.
Your body was designed to be physically active, and when we're inactive, it causes disruptions in the way our body works.
In a study published last month, Tifo and his colleagues wanted to figure out the mechanism behind some of those disruptions.
To get at the mechanisms, you really need to transition people from a high level of activity to a low level of activity.
Take people who exercise a lot and make them sit still
for a period of time and see what occurs.
What occurs happens quickly. The researchers took 12 healthy and active volunteers.
Average age of around 30, there was some graduate students and some professors.
First, to measure their normal daily activity, subjects had to wear pedometers for a week. They also had to wear subcutaneous probes.
So this is the probe that gets injected under the skin, and then you pull this out, and all it leaves is a little piece of Teflon.
That little piece of Teflon takes glucose readings every minute of the day to measure blood sugar levels in real time.
How do you get that out again?
You just pull it out when it's done.
To get enough exercise, experts say you need to walk about 10,000 steps each day. The average American takes about 5,000.
And remember, that's 5,000 is the average, so that means quite a few people get 2,000 or 3,000 steps a day.
Tifo had the volunteers scale way back on their activity to the average American level.
Walking less throughout the day, and sitting more, basically.
In just 3 days, they found much bigger spikes in blood sugar levels after meals, 40 to 90% bigger. Over the long term, this can lead to diabetes and heart disease.
It was striking how just in 3 days you can see those results. And it sort of occurs to me, like last week I had a cold and didn't exercise at all for a week. Do you think that this suggests that having a regular exercise routine, do you think that this indicates that regularity is important?
Well, when we talk about exercise and health, there's several different health indicators that are out there. So it depends on what you're looking for, you know, lowering cholesterol, improving your fitness, regulating your body weight. When it comes to regulating glycemic control, I think this data shows you need to get a certain threshold of activity every day. And or if you have 3 or 4 or 5 days that go you know, where you can't get that level of activity, then try to get back. All of us have days where we have a hard time getting our exercise routine in. There's no doubt. What I would like this evidence to suggest to people is even when you have those days, take 5 minutes, take 10 minutes, go for a walk, go move around your building, get up, stand up, move around. You cannot just completely be sedentary all the time. It has pathological consequences on our body.
Today, I discovered the walk from my desk to the restroom downstairs is about 500 steps round trip. So as long as I go to the bathroom 20 times a day, I'll never have to leave the building. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.